Prime Minister Narendra Modi will head talks with 14 leaders across 8 political parties from Jammu and Kashmir today, the first such engagement after statehood was removed. Parties say they will push for a return to statehood. India reports 54,069 new coronavirus infections in the last 24 hours. This is up 6% compared to the previous day. Maharashtra and Mumbai see another surge in daily cases. Congress MP Rahul Gandhi appears in a court in Surat in a defamation case over his remark on the surname Modi. The head of Twitter in India, Manish Maheshwari, will appear before the Ghaziabad court today, Ghaziabad police today, I beg your pardon, after a second summon was sent in a case that was concerning the incident that took place in Uttar Pradesh. Top court questions Andhra Pradesh overholding of class 12 exams, says we may order 1 crore rupees in compensation even for one death. The court says the state board must declare results by the 31st of July. A shocking dowry death in Kerala, 24-year-old woman found at her husband's home. Hours from now, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be meeting political leaders of Jammu and Kashmir at his residence. This is a meeting that's slated for 3 p.m. this afternoon. Now, this is the central government's first major outreach since the scrapping of the special status under Article 317, 2019. The meeting is aimed at setting on course the political process in Jammu and Kashmir, which has been under president's rule, remember, since 2018, when the coalition collapsed after the BJP snapped ties with Chief Minister Mehbooba Mufti's PDP. Now, Jammu and Kashmir parties will be sounded out on the delimitation or the redrawing of constituencies as a first step. This is the first step towards assembly polls in the state. Now, 14 leaders from 8 political parties, including Mehbooba Mufti's PDP and the National Conference, have been invited to this meeting. The Gupkar Alliance of Mehbooba Mufti and Farooq Abdullah, a 7-party conglomeration which was formed to push for the restoration of statehood and special status, has said that it will attend this meeting and do exactly that. Shift our focus and get you the latest India COVID numbers. Cases are up once again. Cases have risen 6% as compared to the last 24 hours. This despite the fact that testing is actually down 2% in the last 24 hours. Let's get you the numbers. 54,069 cases in 24 hours. 1,321 deaths also reported. Deaths are down 2.7%. Vaccinations in the last 24 hours are once again up 19.6%. And this is a good number as compared to 54 lakh on the previous day. There are almost 64.89 lakh vaccines that have been conducted in the last 24 hours. Tests in the last 24 hours, like I said, are down by about 2%. Only 18.59 lakh people have been tested. Daily positivity rate is also up by 0.24%, currently just below the 3% mark at 2.9%. It's, however, been less than 5% for 17 consecutive days. Now, why is India seeing this sudden rise in cases again? It is primarily because the state of Maharashtra, particularly the city of Mumbai, is once again seeing a surge in cases. Now, when we say surge, it's actually a gradual but steady rise in cases that Maharashtra is seeing once again. In the last 24 hours, Maharashtra has seen 10,066 new cases, 163 deaths. If you look at Mumbai per se, it's seen 863 new coronavirus cases, which is the highest for the city in 19 days. Cases have been on the decline, but once again, we're seeing those numbers rising. The daily positivity rate in Mumbai is once again up a bit. It is at 2.27%. Cases, of course, continue to rise. A massive protest has been planned at the CIDCO Bhavan, a nodal agency for the development of Mumbai's satellite city, Navi Mumbai, over naming of the new airport that's coming up in the city. The Navi Mumbai Police Department has sanctioned 8,000 personnel at various locations in the city to maintain law and order during the protest. The demand for the protesters is very clear. They want the name of Navi Mumbai International Airport after Project Affected Persons PAP leader D.P. Patil.